Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
During the last weeks of this campaign, there will be debates, speeches, and more ads. But if I could sit down with you in your living room or around the kitchen table, here's what I'd say. When I took office, we were losing nearly 800,000 jobs a month and were mired in a rut. Today, I believe that as a nation, we are moving forward again. But we have much more to do to get folks back to work and make the middle class secure again. Now, Governor Romney believes that with even bigger tax cuts for the wealthy and fewer regulations on Wall Street, all of us will prosper. In other words, he doubled down on the same trickle-down policies that led to the crisis in the first place.
So welcome to Batshit Crazy. I'm Jason Williams, and what you're hearing there is the latest ad from Obama for America, a two-minute ad, a great ad that focuses on, well, the message you've been hearing from the campaign for a little while called forward, whatever that means. But that's what I want to talk about today. I realize that I spend a lot of time on Batshit Crazy talking about Republicans, and there's a reason for that. It's because most of them are batshit crazy these days. Not that the Republican Party at large or that conservative ideology at large is in and of itself bad. Some think it is, and I understand that. But overall, this war of ideas is kind of what this country has always been about, right? Kumbaya, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't go for the eliminationist rhetoric. I don't go for the idea. Here is the simple fact, people. Right now, of course, we are all fighting, smart people, I mean, fighting for the reelection of Barack Obama. And that's a good thing. But the idea that some sort of behind-the-scenes complete refutation of conservative ideology or conservative policy is happening because Obama is ahead in the polls is ridiculous. That's Republican thinking, if you ask me. So the reality is that Republicans will be in the White House again one day. Thankfully, it looks like it will not be for another 4 years. So they have some time to grow up. And I think they are very much in need of that time. But again, on this show, I focus on them so much. I wanted to spend a little bit of time on the Democrats. And to be honest with you, what I want to talk about, it isn't so much batshit crazy. It can be. Democrats, you've got your own version of batshit crazy. One of them is here in Utah. I've heard Democrats talk a lot about tort reform as an actual cost reduction tool in healthcare reform, despite the fact that all of the data we have shows that tort reform would affect in some way about 3% of healthcare costs in this country. So just one example there. Democrats don't have it. Republicans don't have a corner on the, I read this someplace and now I'm repeating it despite the fact that I'm a congressperson rhetoric. So I realize that there is also a big part of this where say, there's going to be a November 7th. There's going to be the election happened. Now what? In this ad that I played just a little bit of there from the president from Obama for America, it's a great ad. It shows you really, I think, the contrast between the kind of president he has been and will be and the kind of candidate, since we don't know what he would be like as president, the kind of candidate Romney has been. Romney released an ad the same day where he's basically having to remind people that he actually knows of some and cares about poor people. When you're having to explain that kind of thing, you're a douchebag. Romney's realizing that. So it's troublesome that this election is so close. It's troublesome that 2010 was even possible, the way Republicans won in 2010. And I want to take you back a little bit before I really get into the meat of this week's batshit crazy. And surprisingly, unexpectedly long, that's what she said, edition of batshit crazy. I want to talk about what comes next for the Democrats. But in order to do that, we've got to talk a little bit about what went wrong. To say that the Democrats To say that Republicans won a majority in the House in 2010 because of something they were selling is ridiculous. What Republicans won, to be honest with you, was some success that reinforced some of their crazy ideas, and now they're paying the price for it. That's what Republicans won in 2010. Their House majority didn't do much for them other than give them 2 years to sully the brand and gum up the works. And it looks like voters are sophisticated enough to spot that. I think Romney has his own problems. His campaign has been a joke. He is not nearly as electable in the first place as most people thought he was last fall. And we see that now. But he's also, to some extent, paying the price for the Republican brand. And it's easy to talk about that. It's easy to go on about that. And it is a lot of fun to poke fun at that. Believe me, I make a living doing it in many different ways. Or teaching other people how to do it. But this is what the Democrats still, you still have to have a plan. So again, going back a little bit, there was this little episode a couple of months before the 2010 elections. And a lot of people at the time were saying, okay, yeah, the Tea Party's getting all of the attention. But there are some signs here that that might not be what's really behind this. There are some signs that maybe what's behind this wave of Tea Party morons beating reasonable Democrats and reasonable Republicans in the polls, it might not be all about the Tea Party so much as it is the Tea Party sounds very different from all the rest of you. What I'm getting at here, remember, lead up to the 2010 elections, there's this opportunity, and I believe if I recall correctly, it begins in the Senate, but quickly makes it to the House, this debate over the Bush tax cuts. Democrats in the House decide they don't really want to have this fight before the election. They don't want to stake out ground on this one before the election. And how stupid does that look now, considering that this entire presidential election in 2012 has been about basically the same things that we were fighting over when we were discussing the Bush tax cuts in 2010, tax policy, wealthy versus middle class, all of that, or as the Republicans call it, class warfare. The rest of us just call it, you know, the debate that we need to have. So it's, again, a lot of things change. And yes, there were a lot of dynamics at play in 2010, but Democrats have never really sat down with themselves and discussed that whole episode and said to themselves, what if in 2010, what if we'd fought? What if we'd stood up to the Republicans when we had a majority in the House and the Senate? And granted, it was a bare majority. They still needed a lot of Republican votes to make almost anything happen because there were enough Democrats, Jim Matheson, that would bail on them. So, you know, it was a working majority, I believe is what they call it. And the Republicans kind of had one in the Senate. So yeah, in numbers on paper, they had a majority, but a lot of these fights couldn't play out so simply. So they did water a lot of things down. So they did change a lot of things. They did play Lucy in the football, as you read on all the blogs with the Republicans. Republicans would set it up, and as the Democrats ran up to kick it, they'd take it away and say, no, we want a little bit more than we asked for in the first place. And Democrats would give it to them every time. Democrats have never stopped for a second and thought to themselves, okay, maybe it wasn't the Tea Party in 2010. Maybe the Tea Party just became a voice for the frustration that a lot of people were feeling. And they didn't care that the Tea Party didn't make sense. They didn't care that the Tea Party was suspicious in that it erupted January 2009 and was funded by billionaires. And they didn't care that a lot of things the Tea Party were accusing the president of weren't even true in the first place. All they cared about is the fact that, look, we elected Democrats in 2008 to change some of this shit. And here we are with it still going on. And granted, here we are now in 2012 with it still going on. But what if Democrats, what if you'd fought in 2010? What if you would have said before the elections in 2010, no, you know what? These Bush tax cuts, they've been here for nearly a decade and we lost jobs. And they're ballooning the deficit alongside two wars that Republicans basically got us into, one without a plan and one with false justification. If Democrats maybe had stood up in September of 2010 and said that, and said to the American people, you know what? Okay, yeah, we've sort of sat back. We've been rolled a few times. We haven't really fought for some of these things that you probably elected us to do. See, this is what it boils down to. Republicans are so good at seeing a mandate in everything. Thomas Wright, Republican Party chairman in Utah, he sees a mandate in basically a positive comment on Twitter. That's what Republicans have trained themselves to do. They're good at it. It's stupid, yes. It goes too far, yes. But Democrats, you have to have a part of that in you. You have to be able to say, we just won an election. We're at least going to assume for the time being now that people want us to do what Democrats do. Because I'll be honest with you right now, as a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, someone who has worked for and with Democratic campaigns in some capacity for nearly a decade now, I'm confused at times what the Democratic Party stands for these days. I hear it. I watch this ad from the president and I like it. I could do without the mentions of clean coal and drilling more in America and all that. But I realize, you know, in political reality, you got to throw that stuff in there. A lot of independents out there that have more Republican neighbors and get more Republican chain email, I guess. I don't know. So I get it. And I'm not talking about that stuff. I understand there will always be political realities. I understand that you can't always be the Republicans of the 2004 to 2006 George Bush presidency years, where it's just, holy shit, we can do whatever we want. Let's do that. They paid for it. I get why that's bad for the country, and I get why it's bad for a party to do. But there has to be some of that in you as a party and as candidates and as elected officials once you get there. There has to be a part of you that realizes you don't win elections just because you ran a smarter campaign or just because the other guy was a bigger moron. That happens a lot to Democrats. I get it. It would be easy to fall into that trap that you keep winning elections because your Republican opponent is a moron. It's been kind of a pattern. I get it. But at the same time, you have to, at a certain point, say to yourself, please say to yourself, I won this election because I was offering something that people at least wanted to hear more about. Some of the polling at the time in the lead up to the 2010 election actually showed Democrats with the more popular opinion. Raising taxes on the wealthy has been consistently something a majority of the public approved of, not just Democrats, but independents and a fairly surprisingly large chunk of registered Republican voters are for it. But somehow we still haven't gotten around to it. The fear is that Republicans being willing to go closer to the wall in opposition to something, you see it right now with the polling. Republicans are trying to invent an entirely alternate reality on polling just so that their candidates keep getting money in a year that it's obvious their brand is sullied and they're losing. That is what they're willing to do. Winning elections, they have zero integrity when it comes to winning elections. That is the Republican Party right now. Anything to win. And I'm not saying the Democrats go there. But I'm saying there is a part of winning an election that does give you at least the microphone for your ideas. And I think at this point, there are a lot of people in America that are a little bit confused about what the Democratic Party stands for. And I think it goes back to those 2 years when, again, just on paper, I get it. You couldn't do whatever you wanted, and you've got too much integrity to do what the Republicans did 04 to 06. I get it, and that's admirable. But you didn't even try any of it. And I think that culminated pre-elections 2010 when Democrats refused to have the fight. They decided this fight, that all the polling said the Democrats were on the right side of history on this one, repealing the top end tax cuts in the Bush tax cuts, but keeping all the rest. Polling was behind them, but they caved. They decided it wasn't the time to do it because it really looked like there was a Republican wave. But never once did anybody say, I'm sure it was said, but it never became a theme, and maybe it should have, that maybe there's a Republican wave right now, not so much because they like Republicans out there in voter land, but because the Democrats, well, you guys have had 2 years now, and you kind of sort of wussed out on everything. You caved on everything. again and again and again. So we don't like the Republicans. We're still mad at them. We remember Doofy and his band of merry warriors. We haven't forgotten that. We're angry. But you guys have been here for 2 years. The stimulus wasn't as much as it should have been. We're starting to see that now. The fights that we were promised didn't happen. And now here you guys are, 2 months before the midterm elections, caving to Republicans again on the Bush tax cuts, specifically the high-end tax cuts. And Democrats didn't even try to make their case. They didn't say, here's how that would greatly reduce the deficit. Here's how that hasn't created jobs, what the Republicans did. People were open to listening. They were voting for the Tea Party because, one, the media was in love with the Tea Party because it was new and it was exciting and they were saying batshit crazy things. There's nothing better for a member of especially broadcast media. That's great TV. But there was nothing in the polling that told you that these were anything more than loud, angry Republicans that had, because of their uniqueness, caught the eye of the independent voters. And that's something that Democrats are in a position, just looking at public opinion polling, to challenge, and they decided not to. So, not to spend all of my time right there, but it's basically been like that to some extent since then. I get the stimulus kind of, it sadly probably wasn't going to be any more than it was. Everyone that is worth listening to on the economic front was saying it needs to be very large. It's a good idea. It's a great response to this recession, and it absolutely needs to happen. Otherwise, this recession becomes the Great Depression really quick. It's on its way there fast. So stimulus, great idea. I wish that we could just say, let's print money and throw it at everybody, because that would fix it in a second, but Republicans would probably explode. So let's call it the stimulus. Let's do it this way. And then it's just too small. And I get it. That's a reality. That's the legislative branch for all of its warts. So fine. Where was the second stimulus? Where was the second push? We got a jobs plan from the president that was great. We got it in 2011. At a time when nobody expected it to become policy at all, even the president, it was a great idea. Some great things included in that jobs package. There wasn't a chance in hell it made it through the Republican House. They knew that. So where was it in 2010 early on? A lot of different reasons for that, but the overall point I'm trying to make here is the Democratic Party, I know that you still stand for something, but what I'm afraid of is that the only thing you stand for right now, the only case you've made to the American people right now is, hey, I'm not as insane as that guy over there. And that's true, and that's a good thing, but that's not vision, and that's not leadership. And I'm afraid what that condemns you to is constantly getting power, deserving it, winning it based on some sound ideas as opposed to made up things like this fake Obama that the GOP is currently campaigning against. I wish he was a socialist. He's not even a liberal. It's a no brainer at this point. And I think I'm worried that people are confused about what the Democratic Party stands for. I don't think the Democratic Party has that image anymore of being strong on unions, of fighting for teachers and firefighters and police officers and nurses. Yeah, they fight more than Republicans do, but I don't know that the Democratic Party has that FDR flair to it anymore. Too many Democrats talking about raising the Social Security age or cuts and caps, being open to things like school vouchers. I even heard a Democrat mention that maybe we should try the Paul Ryan Medicare voucher thing. This doesn't need to happen. This party was the party of the middle class, is the party of the middle class still. But I worry that that is only because we haven't gone as far to the right as the Republican Party. The Democratic Party needs to come out and say to themselves more than anybody else, hey, this is who we are. We are the party that doesn't believe Citizens United was a good idea. We're not going to be afraid to pass legislation to at least put some real transparency in who's buying our campaigns. We're the party of unions. We're going to talk about EFCA again. You guys, Republicans, you want to think it's dead? That's fine. We're bringing the fight back. Employee Free Choice Act. We are the party that wants to talk about immigration reform and not be afraid of it. We are the party that wants to go ahead and say, you know what? These are human beings. We've decided amnesty's a good word. That's the party I want to see in the next 4 years. It's not enough just to win this election. It's not enough just to beat Republicans. That's always great. That always feels good. But what has to happen right now is the Democratic Party has to be the engine that pulls this country back from the center-right lean that it's had for nearly three decades. It needs to pull that back and say, that isn't what this country's about. This country isn't about trickle-down economics with a nicer name. This country isn't about calling greed success or calling greed capitalism. This country isn't about stepping on the heads of teachers, even if it's done in a nice way. That's what the Democratic Party needs to do. They need to pull this back in. They need to remember their inner FDR, and they need to realize that this is what they exist for. If they don't stand for this, there isn't a need for them. At that point, if everybody's going to be just Republican and Republican light on so many important issues from Social Security and Medicare to immigration reform, then basically we'd be better off trying to work within the Republican Party to get saner people nominated to run for office. But that's not the case. We have a Democratic Party. We have a Democratic Party that hasn't gotten too far away from these core values as a party that we haven't really been totally okay with aligning behind for decades. We've let Republicans beat us up on so many issues. Republicans have won overall for the last 30 years. They have won the messaging wars. It's not just Democrats in Utah that run away from discussing abortion. It's not just Democrats in Utah. It was not. This year is the first year we've seen Democrats line up behind equality when it comes to marriage. That's not the Democratic Party. That's a frightened little bunny cowering in the corner because they know for all of their pomp and circumstance, for all of their completely insane policy, and for all of their lack of grounding in reality, the Republicans know how to yell louder, and occasionally voters have responded to that. Democrats need to remember that they can yell too. Democrats need to remember that, and I'm not saying that we need to go completely insane. I'm not saying that it would be good for the Democratic Party to go to where the Republican Party is right now. Look what's happening to them. But we don't have to do that. In 2010, we could have fought for a pre-election, at least debate over the Bush tax cuts and gone into that election with Republicans saying they were the ones that fought to keep the tax cuts for the wealthy. They were the ones that wouldn't let us bring the deficit they'd been bitching about for 6 months straight down. We passed on that opportunity because why? We were afraid Republicans would win the messaging fight. This is what happens when a party starts to become insecure about what it believes, or to even to some extent forget what it believes. I want to see a Democratic Party that remembers what the Democratic Party is all about. And it's very simple. Very simple things. Equality, high on the scale. Standing up for the working class, for the middle class, very high on the scale. Fighting back against bad economic ideas that are great for one set of our society, but extremely harmful for our country at large, even if you're accused of being a redistributor for defending better policy, take it. Stop letting the Republicans win this war. Start speaking to the American people as if you're confident again that you are selling something that they will benefit from. And what'll happen then? Not only do I believe you'll win more elections more easily, not only then do I believe you'll be a stronger party that produces stronger policy and can fight a little bit harder for some of these things that really matter to the average Joe out there. But I think also what you'll do is you'll shift this country away from the track it's been on since Ronald Reagan, which is a slow lean to the right. That window has been pushed. The window has been pushed so much that we actually had a fight over, I brought it up before, the FCA, Employer Free Choice Act. This was a fight. The Republicans were making up everything they threw against this. They were lying about every single opposition point that they had to challenge the FCA. And the Democrats scrapped it. When did we become that party? When did we become a party that couldn't fight back when we knew the other side was lying? It's time for Democrats to grab hold of this, take this election, learn the right lessons. No election is a complete condemnation or mandate on the ideas one party or the other is selling. Some elections are barely even a talk of ideas, and this campaign hasn't really been up there on the ideas front, to be honest with you. But it looks like Obama is going to keep the White House. It looks like Democrats are going to keep the Senate. Republicans are sure not to learn the right lessons from this. They will be, their opinion is that Mitt Romney just wasn't Tea Party enough. He wasn't crazy enough, and that's why they lost. Let him think that. Let him think that and be confident that the people, that voters will decide whether to buy that or not. But help them see what's really going on. Help them see that you have ideas and that those ideas are popular and that those popular ideas could make a positive influence, because there are so many points in the history of this country when ideas from progressives and liberals and Democrats did make this country better. There are so many examples that we can point to. Unfortunately, not a lot of them have been recent, and that's a problem. So, Democratic Party, please learn the right lessons from this election. If you win, as I think you're going to, learn that you are not unpopular. Learn that you don't have to run like a Republican in order to win. And learn that there is an opportunity for you to push your ideas out there and take back some of this ground that Republicans have gained on you in the last several decades. And remind people that this isn't a country for the people Republicans are representing lately. Remind yourselves that the Republican Party will come along. A two-party system's helpful. You kick their ass enough times in policy debates, legislative debates, and elections, they're going to start to shift just like you guys did towards them in the 90s and 2000s. So take it up. Grab hold of whatever stamina you have left at this point. I realize it's been a rough couple of years. And do something different this time around. Again, I recognize there's no mandate anymore, especially in presidential elections. But let's pretend for a little while like we had one. And let's remember that this isn't all about having policy battles that are moderate enough to pick off the few Republican votes. Sometimes what this is about is selling your ideas to the American public so effectively and so honestly and so forcefully that they're out there bludgeoning Republicans over the head for you to get them to come to where you're at in legislative battles. So there you have it. That's my plea for 2012 and beyond. I'm glad the president is going to win this election. I'm glad the Democrats aren't going to be sent off into the woods. In a way, I'm glad Republicans are sure to not learn the right lessons and head off into the woods to figure themselves out, because it'll be a lot of fun. But I really want to see a Democratic Party like the Democratic Party I read about, standing up for some very key things that I think are key to prosperity, opportunity, and equality in this country that the Democratic Party has always been a champion of, at least in my lifetime. I want to see that be a part of our debate now, and not just something we read about in history books. All right. That's it for my lecture this week. I'll be back next week with my usual and much shorter snark and wit on all things Republican and batshit crazy. I'm Jason Williams, and I'll see you next week.